Hey, everybody, Susan Michon here, the Techie Mentor. Just a big thank you for listening to this podcast, the Virtual Assistant Tips, Tricks, and Advice channel, where I share all things virtual assistant every week with no fluff, just the stuff that gets results. Hello, hello, my friends, and welcome to this week's episode. Today is another common question I see, which is, what do I have to offer? And this is a question I know many new or aspiring VAs may be asking themselves. I asked myself this same exact question when I thought, you know what? I don't want to work for corporate America anymore. I want to work for myself. But what do I have to offer as a VA? Now, if you followed me for any time, you know I'm not an advocate for using the title of virtual assistant for many, many reasons. I actually have a podcast on that. Feel free to listen to that if you're interested. But we are all part of the same industry. So that's why I still use the term VA, but it's not as a title, it's more of an industry. So that's a little disclaimer for you. Anyway, all of us have skills that we can offer right out the gate. And I know that if you're like myself and you're someone who does, you know, lots of research, I'm a research junkie, you can kind of get overwhelmed when you start looking at all the different skill sets that, you know, different VAs have. That's very common. But you need to step back and look at what you bring to the table, because each of us have unique skills, expertise, and experience that we can offer clients straight away. So what I want you to do, if you're somebody who's asking this question of yourself, what do I have to offer? I mean, why would anybody hire me to work with them? I want you to pause for just a moment and grab something to write with, pen, paper, pencil, crayon, whatever is handy, because I would like you to do a skills inventory, because this is going to be an eye-opening exercise to show you that you really do have things that you can offer right now that people value and will pay you for. So if you're out, you know, if you're driving, obviously, if you're out for a walk, you can always revisit this exercise. But I think it's really important because it's really going to help you see that you do have things to offer. So you're going to take a skills inventory. So look at what you do now if you currently have a job, whether it's full-time or part-time. And you're basically going to brainstorm, which means you're just going to dump everything onto a piece of paper, right, or a whiteboard, whatever works for you. So look at what you do now. Look at your old resumes. I mean, I was surprised when I went back and looked at some of my old resumes from jobs past. I'm like, oh yeah, I knew how to do that. I forgot to, I did that. All of it is relevant. So make sure that you write it down. If you're thinking, well, geez, I've only had one job, that's fine too, right? But also look, do you volunteer in any way, shape, or form? And if you do, what do you do as a volunteer? Or do you do specific things for friends and family? You know, I know that I did some volunteering that, you know, was irrelevant. There are things that I've done for friends and family that were relevant. You know, I did a lot of, you know, tech stuff for people. All of it's relevant. So take that skills inventory and just brain dump. And then once that's done, what I want to talk to you about is what's called soft skills. So finish that up, come back and continue the podcast. But what is soft skills? Well, soft skills are the skills that you have when it comes to working with clients directly. So in your job today, are you client facing? In other words, do you speak to clients directly? You know, maybe you're a cashier, maybe you're a receptionist, maybe you speak to them on the phone. Don't discount these skills, because these are important as well. And if you don't have them, these are things you can learn, but these are still part of what do you have to offer, because soft skills are something that play into what I would call a hard skill, which is a service like, I don't know, data entry, okay? So don't discount those. Do you do any kind of client-facing work now, or have you in the past? Again, volunteers. Or volunteering counts? You know, have you done any customer service work where you actually talk to customers on the phone or via email? Doesn't matter. Those are important too. So you want to make sure that you jot that down, because you're going to be working one-on-one with clients, and you can go, oh, you know what? I was a cashier, or, you know, I was a bank teller many years ago. So it's all relevant, because I have that experience of working with customers straight away. And actually, I had a few jobs where I wasn't client facing. I didn't like it. Because most of my career, I have been client facing and working with clients one-on-one, and that's what I prefer. Anyway, so make the list, check out your soft skills, and then what I want you to do is grab your list of your skills inventory, if you will, your list of, you know, different things that you can do. and look at that and maybe highlight or circle or check the ones on that list that you really enjoy doing. And those are the ones that you can start with. It's that simple. Now, if you look at your list and go, you know what, Susan, I hate everything on this list. Trust me, I get it. But the goal here is to get your business started and starting to bring in some income so you can gain experience, you can get your business started, you can gain confidence. So I would say pick the least hated one on the list and start there. The goal is to move away from the types of services that you don't like to do, because why? Well, it's your business, your choice. You don't have to do anything you don't like. That's the beauty here. But if you're new and you just want to get your business started and start getting some experience, well, you've got to have some skills that you can offer. And, you know, you may be in a place where you can invest in training on skills because you don't have anything that you like to offer right out the gate. That's what I did. Because the things that I had on my list, I didn't really want to do most of those. So I thought, well, maybe I'll learn something that is, you know, valuable and needed, which was WordPress at the time. But I had a job and I could do that. Not all of us maybe are in that same boat, so you have to look at your situation, but it's short term to get you started, to gain confidence and experience. So that's your action item, if you will, for this podcast. Do a skills inventory. Check a look at your soft skills. So the skills that you have with working with clients. So client facing, you know, your communication, your attention to detail, all of those things are important as well. And then really look at what are the skills on this list that you enjoy and maybe pick one or two to get started with. If there's nothing there and you have the ability, invest in some training. You know, I have a free skills ebook if you're looking for the most in-demand training and the ones that are going to pay higher rates. I've put a link to that in the podcast description, so grab that. But remember, it's short term. The goal is to get you started, gain confidence and experience, and really help you understand that you have things to offer right now. So even though I didn't like my list of skills, anything on that that maybe I wanted to offer, I had soft skills because, like I said, I had always been in some type of client-facing work, so I knew how to work with clients one-on-one. That's a skill, okay? So I'd love to hear from you. Hopefully this has been helpful for you if you've been stuck and you've really been in your head thinking, well, what do I possibly have that anybody would want? Or what do I have to offer, okay? Leave a comment if you'd like. But the other thing, too, is don't forget that along with skills, you have to also set up your business. They go hand in hand. And I did a podcast on that. I think it's the previous one to this one. Make sure you give that a listen if you're like, okay, now I know what skills, but what do I need to do? Do I need to set up my business first or do I need to focus on my skills? And I go into that particular topic in that previous podcast. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this one. I hope it's given you some insight that you do have things right now that you can offer clients. It doesn't have to be for the long term, but it's a great way to get your business started, get your feet wet, gain confidence and experience, and then you can move on to bigger and better things. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you guys next week.